10 minutes past 8. And welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, you're with Mike in the Morning on Radio Life and Style. And celebrations are definitely in order. Well, let me explain a little bit, because you know the name. You've seen it on boards outside some of the most beautiful homes on this coast for as long as most of us can remember. Pam Golding Properties. And the reason for the celebration, Pam Golding is turning 50 this year. 50 years in South African real estate. Holy moly. And to mark it, I've got David Cameron in the studio with me. Dave Cameron from the Pam Golding Bellito franchise. He is the franchise owner and principal, and a man with a serious perspective on real estate on the KZN North Coast. My great pleasure to welcome him into the studio for a bit of a catch-up, a bit of a history lesson, and a look back on the journey so far. Dave, welcome to Radio Life and Style, my friend. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here.
Man, 50 years, what a milestone. And as the principal here in Bellito, what does it mean to you to be flying the Pam Golding flag as the brand hits this milestone?
Yeah, I think for me, it's an incredible privilege. I mean, not only is Pam Golding 50, but Pam Golding Bellito is 30 years. So,
Yeah,
it's a nice milestone for us. I guess it means longevity, and that means something in a very cluttered environment that we play in, a very noisy space. But it's those kind of milestones that tip our hats to the kind of legacy that we play with.
Legacy, that's a word that I want to come back to. And big round numbers there. So 30 years of Pam Golding Bellito. Just take me back. You know, what pulled you into property, and how long have you personally been skin in the game?
Yeah, for me, it's actually very personal. My late mum started the Pam Golding Mount Edgecombe franchise of about 30 years ago, which my sister now runs and operates. And then we bought the Bellito franchise about 8 years ago. So it's sort of a family story for us. I grew up watching my mom build relationships and earn people's trust and create something incredibly special. And today I feel privileged to continue building on that legacy and while writing our own chapter in our own way on the North Coast.
Amazing, man. So it really is a family affair.
Yep.
And you've had this front row seat to the coast changing and evolving. In your current view, looking back, how has the North Coast market notably evolved over the years?
I mean, the transformation has been amazing. The North Coast has evolved from largely a holiday destination to one of South Africa's most desirable lifestyle regions. I mean, today we have world-class schools, top medical facilities, thriving business hubs, retail centers, incredible retail and residential estates. So it's become a full functional coastal city that still manages to retain some form of relaxed lifestyle and natural beauty, which I think a lot of people are yearning for.
It sort of hits this sort of special mix, this Goldilocks zone, where it's still kind of, like you say, it functions like a little city, but it still has a town vibe to it. And right now, 2026. What are you seeing? Is it a buyer's or a seller's market on the ground?
Yeah, it's a good question and a question we get asked regularly. But just to take a step back before I kind of go into that detail, for me, there's definitely been a trend in the rise of remote working. So people are generally chasing lifestyle. Most of the buyers that are coming around are sort of families that are wanting to aspire to be around just a convenient, luxury way of life.
Yeah.
And so that's definitely what we're seeing, sort of a bit of a semigration trend, even guys moving from Durban North, Mhlanga up to Bellito, chasing a different kind of lifestyle. Things are different here. I can't really explain it until you live it.
Yeah, but it seems to be a bit of a blend of, it's like retirees and young families and kind of investors.
Yeah, and I think what's nice about this market is it's got something to offer everybody. So it's not just pigeonholed. You do have that variety across a multiple different price bands, different estates, different facilities. I mean, gated estates makes up about 65% of our market. So people have a lot of choice when it comes to that. And we're also starting to see the rental market play up exceptionally strong. because there's such a demand in this area, and I would say, you know, kind of leaning back to your question about if it's a buyer's or a seller's, the moment we're starting to see it's a bit more of a seller's market because we've got a surplus of buyers. So people are holding on to their stock, especially with this Club Med effect that everyone seems to be on the tip of everyone's tongue. You know, it's the demand is no longer driven by purely holiday buyers. We're seeing mature, sustainable market supported by permanent residents, and I think that's probably lending it in itself.
Wow, so setting things up for a really interesting probably next 5-10 years, and look, Pam Golding's not going anywhere. 50 years the brand is as established as it can possibly be, and I have been very interested to see and hear a really cool kind of brand collaboration and sort of playing into the celebration. what's the story with Top Billing and Pam Golding at the moment?
Yeah, that's quite exciting. So part of the 50-year celebration, PGP head office have partnered up to kind of relaunch and resurge Top Billing. I think historically, Top Billing was very much a luxury, oh man, I was watching it when I was that, you know, young and aspiring, and different, you know, the architecture and the different designers and the build quality and the estates.
It was like the quintessential magazine TV show.
For sure. And I think that it's gone quiet for a while, obviously, and it stopped. And as part of parcel of a 50-year celebration, PGP is collaborated with Top Billing, and now we're starting to show off some really amazing properties, as well as lifestyle across the country, which is quite powerful.
That's awesome, man. And I hear there's going to be a flighting possibly. Is it this evening?
Tonight, yeah. Tonight, we are showcasing an incredible property in Zimbali Estate. I think we're excited. We're excited. They don't always only pick the highest of the highest. You know, they generally look at the story that's behind the home, which attracts the right kind of people.
It's great, man. And the fact that a national media platform like that is putting a spotlight on the KZN North Coast. Obviously, the Western Cape gets a lot of exposure. We know that. But more and more, it seems like the pendulum is swinging this way. We know we've got great stories here.
Yeah, we have got great stories. And I think people are seeing it. We're seeing it on the ground in the property space. We're seeing it from an inquiries perspective. We are seeing more international inquiries. We are seeing more guys from Cape Town moving back here. We're seeing expats obviously moving back just because of the way of life that we live here. It's something special.
Well, listen, you clearly have your finger on the pulse. You've got a real insight into the game. If someone is thinking of selling this coming, well, winter or spring, what is the one thing they should do to get ready?
Look, I think, yeah, it's a loaded question. Everyone's going to have a difference of opinion. You know, for me, it's just about partnering with the right people and people that you trust. Generally, I think my biggest point to make in a process like that is to try and stress test the price. I think very quickly people are, you know, seeing what my neighbor sold for, and I'm going to, you know, and mine's better because I've got a better sea view and I've got bigger gardens, etc. It always is hard to justify the emotion of behind that price point. But for me, it's the market will always tell us what the price is worth. You know, and often we live in a coastal city where prices, we want to achieve high prices, and people feel like they can achieve high prices. So it's always about just getting that price testing right before you go to market. Because once you go to market, the price is out in the public. So it's going to be hard to kind of play around with that.
Yeah, and you would do well then to have a partner in your corner who really has a read on the market and can guide you and help you peg things at the sweet spot, right?
Yeah, I think if you can, someone with experience, somebody who's got trust. And again, I think for me, it ties back to the brand and why we got in bed with the Pam Golding, because of the trusted, credible, reliable, relatable brand offering. And look, I mean, we play in a very competitive space, Mark. So, you know, for us, it's about sticking to what we know and our value system. And hopefully, you know, the brand will open the door, but it's also up to the individual to kind of, you know, warm up, because people buy from people. And that's why I like this new buzzword, AI, in our space. It's going to be hard to replace estate agents, because it's that feeling that you buy. So with that in mind, I just think you've got to just trust the right person and company.
Well, hey, with 50 years in the game, celebrating half a century in South African real estate, Pam Golding has got that recognition factor, that trust, that clout. And with the 30 years of Pam Golding Bolito, you're starting to get the picture. As the man at the helm of the ship, Dave, what keeps you excited and where do you see the coast going next?
Well, it can only go north because we've run out of land and space here. But I mean, yeah, it's so incredibly positive to see people taking risks up the north coast. And I say taking risks because, yes, property development is a risk. You know, you're never quite sure what the market's going to do and how your property or how your product is going to respond to the market. But I think we're seeing an incredible amount of infrastructure, from schools to medical facilities to hotel resorts to, you know, that all just leads to why the North Coast is hitting this bit of a bubble at the moment. And I think I'm very, very optimistic and positive about what's to come in the near future.
Well, I'll ride the wave of that optimism with you. And if you're listening to this, if you want to strike up a conversation with my special guest, David Cameron, franchise owner, principal, Pam Golding Bolito, celebrating 30 years of operation here on the KZN North Coast and 50 years as Pam Golding the brand. Dave, what's the smartest way to get in touch?
Our offices are at Sage Center, above Skyline next to Mimosa. And easiest thing for me is having a coffee. You know, even if it's advice, even if it's phoning into the office, getting hold of us either via email or on our landline, which can be found on our website. But yeah, just connect with us, and no obligation. It's more just a connection, because this business is built on relationships.
Well, there you go. And you've been getting the word on Radio Life and Style this morning. David Cameron. Dave, thanks for making time to come in and give us a little bit of a history lesson, a little bit of a perspective on a Thursday morning. And I'll be looking out for you on Top Billing.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, everybody.
You heard it on your local station. Back to the music as we celebrate 50 years of Pam Golding. Here's Cool and the Gang with a celebration.